This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver Metro home values fell for the second consecutive month in August. The Denver Metro Association of Realtors says in a report that interest rates are behind the declines. Still, the median home value in the area, which includes Boulder and Broomfield, is $579,000, which is up significantly from a year ago. With the start of September, the summer monsoon season is officially over. As CPR's Joe Wirtz reports, Colorado's summer rains were hit and miss.
Areas near Grand Junction and the Utah border and regions near Glenwood Springs and Pueblo got a lot less monsoon moisture than they have averaged over the last three decades. The summer rains also largely skipped the entire northeastern corner of Colorado. Zach Harris, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service's Boulder office, says seasonal forecasts suggest warm, dry months ahead, but that could change.
When we get into those fall seasons, it really just takes one or two good storms to either put us above normal or keep us below normal for the season.
Monsoon rains are a key part of a healthy water system. Climate change has made those summer rains less reliable and less effective. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Vail Resorts is suing the town of Vail over an affordable housing project proposal. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports the complaint is the latest move in an ongoing fight between the town and its largest employer.
Vail Resorts owns the land, a plot next to I-70, and wants to build housing for its workers there. But earlier this year, the town voted to seize the land by eminent domain to save it as sheep habitat. Now, the Broomfield-based ski company is alleging the town unlawfully used an emergency ordinance to keep it from working on the property. The town hasn't yet responded to the lawsuit. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
More news online at cpr.org and krcc.org.